Page 66. Exercises 3 and 4. Listen to Daniel and Emily talking about life in the future. Which of the topics do they not talk about? Then listen again. Are the sentences true or false?
What are you reading, Emily?
Oh, hi, Daniel. It's an article about life in the future, in 50 years from now. It's really interesting. My computer technology teacher gave it to me to read.
Oh, I don't believe any of those things. How can we know anything about life 50 years from now? Anything can happen in 50 years.
I think scientists can make some correct predictions. They see the developments in science and technology. Think about robots, for example. We've already got simple robots, so robots will probably do more difficult tasks in the future. According to this article, robots will even play football against people one day, and there will be robot coaches and robot referees too.
Maybe robot football players will play against people, but I'm sure they won't win.
I agree, robots can't win games with people on Earth. But according to the article, we will have football matches on the moon one day. I think people will definitely lose matches on the moon. It will probably be difficult for them to play football in spacesuits.
I'm sure spacesuits won't be big and heavy like they are now. I often wonder how clothes will change in the future. Does the article say anything about clothes?
Yes, it does. According to this article, everyone will wear spacesuits here on Earth too, if we don't stop pollution very quickly. The air on Earth will be very bad for us, so people will wear special spacesuits to protect them. Can you imagine going to school in a spacesuit? I hope they'll be pretty at least.
Well, maybe there won't be schools in the future. If pollution is such a big problem, maybe children will stay at home.
No school? I don't think so. But it's fun making all these predictions.